And joining us on the Linder Farm Network, Bob Bass, president of AT&T in Minnesota. Well, Bob, in the upper Midwest, we're seeing support from both farmers' unions and farm bureaus. They don't always agree with each other. Why do you think both farm bureaus and farmers' unions are behind the merger of AT&T and T-Mobile?
Well, Linda, I think what we're seeing from a lot of groups, including the Farm Bureau and the farmers' union, is that folks are seeing a lot of the great benefits for America, and particularly for rural America. We've had a broad and diverse group of support across the board. And really what people are seeing is if this deal goes through, 55 million more Americans will get LTE or 4G from AT&T. And that's up significantly from what our previous plans were. For a state like Minnesota, that means an additional 1.2 million Minnesotans. More than what we had previously planned. And so, and it's really pushing it out to parts of rural Minnesota that had not been in the plans before. And we think that that's probably why you're seeing such broad and diverse support for the deal.
And I know we reported earlier that Congressman Colin Peterson signed a letter with a whole group of Democratic members of Congress. Congressman Peterson's support is very meaningful among our listeners. Talk about what rural Minnesota can expect for rural broadband that would have led someone like Congressman Peterson to get behind this merger.
Well, I think, obviously in Congressman Peterson's career, he's worked tirelessly on behalf of his constituents on, economic development issues, quality of life issues, and he clearly has been a proponent of pushing broadband further and further into rural Minnesota and rural America as a whole. And as a part of this deal, as I mentioned, with 1.2 million more Minnesotans getting access to it, I think it fits well for what Colin Peterson and what Congressman Peterson has pushed in the 7th District. It means that for a state like Minnesota that set broadband goals, that for every Minnesotan by 2015 will have access to 5 to 10 megabits per second up and 10 to 20 megabits per second down, and you have one company in AT&T through this merger with T-Mobile, and the ability to deploy 4G LTE across Minnesota like we want to, that's one company that will be able to meet that goal. So I think those are some of the reasons why Congressman Peterson signed on to support the deal with other members, Democratic members of Congress.
And I hear that you're going to be at Farm Fest this week.
We are. We're going to be there bright and early tomorrow, and looking forward to it. It'll be the first time I have been there. Some other AT&T folks have been there before, but it'll be my first chance to experience it. I'm really looking forward to it.
And what will be your message to those at Farm Fest?
Well, it's really this message that the benefits from this deal and what rural America and what all of America will experience really will see the kind of a blurring and a removal of what used to be, people used to talk about. You had things that were available in urban or metro environments and things that were available in rural America. And as a result of this deal, that will be completely erased. Whether you're living in Pipestone or Slayton or Worthington or Fairmont, or Minneapolis-St. Paul, you will have the exact same wireless broadband experience from AT&T, and that's what our message is. This is very exciting, and we look forward to this deal being reviewed and then being approved at the right levels.
So really just a great opportunity for producers, for everyone at Farm Fest, to stop by and visit with AT&T representatives during Farm Fest.
Absolutely. We'll be talking about the benefits to rural telemedicine, distance education, obviously farm apps, since it is Farm Fest, and all of those things that that will benefit those who are attending Farm Fest and the rest of Minnesota as well.
I also see, too, that you have quite a bit of support from governors in rural states, don't you?
We do, and I think, again, it goes back to your first question about, talking about the farm bureaus and also farmers' unions that have been in support. And I think everybody's really seeing that through this deal, with so many more Americans getting the opportunity to get long-term evolution, which is LTE or the real 4G, as a result of this deal, which is going to produce higher qualities of service, faster data speeds,